Well, I'm Martha Kincaid. I am 101 and a half. I was born and raised here in Cody. I was actually born down by the Buffalo Bill Reservoir. The water was lowered in the reservoir this in 1913 to do some repairs. And the silt blew so bad that it was like the Dust Bowl days. And we were not able to live there, and the government bought us out. A year or so later, my dad homesteaded on Monument Hill, and I was there until the eighth grade. It was a great place to live. We each, of course, had our own horse, and we had a pair of horses. They were half Shetlands. One was a black, and his name was Prince, and the other one was Topsy, and that was a bay. We used to drive them to school on a little top buggy once in a while, but usually we rode, and we rode the two horses, and we rode double, so there were four of us always that went to school. And school was about, I think about a mile and a half from home. We had one horse, her name was Bird, and she was an old pet. But we would get really furious with her because a couple times she went to school without us. And when we got to school, there she was waiting for us. And once she went home without us, so she wasn't very popular with us. Later on, after my brother graduated, I took the little neighbor girl to school on the back of my horse. It was really something to go to a country school in those days because the teacher usually roomed with us, and that was great because she always either went to school with us or ahead of us. But when she lived with the neighbor, we used to get there sometimes before she did, and the water pail would be frozen, and the schoolhouse would be cold, and we'd have to build the fire, and it was pretty rough. They put up a little shed for the horses, because all the kids rode horses. And so we had a shelter to put them in. And, of course, they had a little hay. So it was a pretty comfortable for the horses all day. We, once in a while, would, on weekends, we had one teacher that loved to go camping. And when school was out on Friday, we used to pack our horse. We'd just take one horse, and we'd all walk. And we'd tie the pack the best we could onto the horse and and take it over to a favorite little picnic spot of ours and stay all night. That was fun. We always rode the horse. Rode it or drove it, one or the other. We didn't have a car, and of course, my folks wouldn't let us drive it anyway. Everybody rode, and we went to town once a week, and we had a team and buggy, and I think it was, I was in about the seventh grade before we got a car, a Chevrolet. And my dad was a Chevrolet man from then on.